Chapter 12, Fire Hose. Welcome. Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Describe characteristics of fire hose. Describe the inspection, care, and maintenance of fire hose. Explain methods of rolling hose. Describe hose loads. Skill Sheet 12-1, Couple and Uncouple a Hose. Skill Sheet 12-2, Inspect, Clean, and Maintain a Hose. Skill Sheet 12-3, Make a Straight Hose Roll. Skill Sheet 12-4, Make a Donut Hose Roll. Skill Sheet 12-5, Make a Flat Hose Load. Skill Sheet 12-6, Make the Accordion Hose Load. Skill Sheet 12-7, Make the Pre-Connected Flat Hose Load. Skill Sheet 12-8, Make the Triple Layer Hose Load. Skill Sheet 12-9, Make the Minuteman Hose Load. Fire hose is a flexible, portable extension of the water distribution system that carries water from the hydrant or water source to the pumping apparatus. From there, a pump controls the pressure and forwards the water through attack hose lines to the point where it is needed. As a firefighter, you must know the following information described in this chapter. Fire hose characteristics, including construction and sizes. Causes of hose damage and methods for preventing that damage. General care and maintenance of fire hose. Types of fire hose couplings. Types of hose appliances. Tools used in hose operations. In addition, you need to be able to perform the following skills that are described step by step in this chapter. Rolling hose. Loading supply hose on apparatus. Loading pre-connected attack lines, maintaining and cleaning hose. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Describe the characteristics of fire hose. Describe the inspection, care, and maintenance of fire hose. Fire hose characteristics. The primary characteristics used to describe fire hose include the type of construction and materials used, the internal diameter, and couplings used to make connections. In general, fire hose is used as either supply hose or attack hose. Supply hose transports water from a fire hydrant or other water supply source to an apparatus equipped with a pump. Attack hose transports water or other agents at increased pressure from the following sources, Figure 12.1. From the pump-equipped apparatus to a nozzle or nozzles. From a pump-equipped apparatus to a fire department connection, FDC, mounted on a structure. From a building standpipe to the point the water is applied to the fire. Hose sizes. Fire hose is manufactured in sizes and lengths based on specifications in NFPA 1961, Standard on Fire Hose. Hose size is described in terms of hose diameter and length. Hose diameter. The size of a fire hose refers to its inside diameter. According to NFPA, the hose's internal diameter should not be less than its advertised or labeled hose size. For example, hose labeled 3 inches, 77 millimeters, in diameter must have an internal diameter of 3 inches, 77 millimeters, Figure 12.2. Some types of fire hose can expand beyond the manufactured internal diameter because of the elastic qualities of modern materials used in its construction. Expansion increases the interior diameter when the hose line is pressurized with water and lowers friction loss. Not all fire hoses exhibit these characteristics. The performance of a hose line depends on the materials and methods used in its construction. Hose length. Both attack and supply fire hose are manufactured in 50 or 100 foot, 15 or 30 m, sections. While these lengths were traditionally determined for convenience and ease of handling, the traditional length of fire hose in North America is 50 feet, 15 meters, per section. Modern hose may be manufactured or carried in longer sections because it is often constructed of high-strength, lightweight synthetic materials that have the same relative weight of traditional sections of hose. Suction hose, also called intake hose, used to connect the pumper to a hydrant or other water source, is manufactured in minimum length specified in NFPA 1901, Standard for Automotive Fire Apparatus. Large soft sleeve hose connects the pumper intake to a pressurized water source. Although historically referred to as soft suction hose, Soft sleeve hose is not rigid and cannot be used for drafting because it will collapse. Soft sleeve hose is available in sizes ranging from 21 halves to 6 inches, 65 to 150 millimeters. Hard suction hose is generally constructed in 10-foot, 3 meter, long sections and is designed for drafting water from static water supplies or connecting to a fire hydrant. Some hard suction hose is constructed of a rubberized, reinforced material, others are made of heavy-duty corrugated plastic. Hard suction hose is available in sizes ranging from 21 halves to 6 inches, 65 to 150 millimeters. Hose couplings. Fire hose couplings connect hose sections to form a continuous hose line and to connect fire hoses to nozzles, hydrants, pumper connections, and FDCs. To ensure compatibility with all brands of fire hose, NFPA 1963, Standard for Fire Hose Connections specifies fire hose coupling design and construction. The dimensions required of American National Fire Hose Connection Screw Threads, commonly called National Hose, NH, Figure 12.3. Using fire hose with national standard threads means that two or more fire departments that respond together can connect their fire hose sections. Note, some jurisdictions do not use national standard threads. When connecting to hydrants or apparatus in those jurisdictions as part of mutual aid, hose adapters may be needed to complete the connection. Both attack hose and supply hose may be equipped with either threaded or non-threaded couplings, Figure 12.4. Coupling and uncoupling are simple procedures for connecting and disconnecting sections of hose with either of these types of couplings. The need for speed and efficiency under emergency conditions requires firefighters to practice techniques for coupling and uncoupling until they are able to perform these actions quickly and efficiently. Nozzles are connected or removed from the fire hose using the same methods as those used for coupling and uncoupling sections of hose. Skill Sheet 12-1 describes methods of coupling and uncoupling threaded and non-threaded fire hose. The sections that follow describe the characteristics of threaded and non-threaded couplings. Threaded couplings. One of the oldest coupling designs involves the casting or machining of a spiral thread into the face of two distinctly different couplings, male and female. A male coupling thread is cut on the exterior surface, while a female coupling thread is on the interior surface of a free-turning ring called a swivel. The swivel permits connecting two sections of hose without twisting the entire hose. Each section of fire hose with threaded couplings has a male coupling at one end and a female coupling at the other. Unlike common pipe threads that are relatively fine, fire hose coupling threads are coarse, with wide tolerances, which allows the couplings to be connected quickly. Some manufacturers make the large coupling sizes, 31 halves inches, 90 millimeters, and above, with ball bearings or roller bearings under the swivel to ensure their smooth operation. A removable rubber gasket located inside the base of the female coupling ensures a tight fit and reduces water leaks. Threaded couplings are manufactured with either lugs or handles to aid in tightening and loosening connections. Lugs sit on the shank of a male coupling and on the swivel of a female coupling. Lugs are grasping points where firefighters can easily hold the coupling when making and breaking coupling connections. Connections may be made manually or with spanner wrenches, special wrenches that fit against the lugs, also called spanners, Figure 12.6. Three types of lugs are found: pin, recessed, and rocker, Figure 12.7. Pin lugs, usually found on old fire hose couplings, resemble small pegs. Although still available, pin lug couplings are infrequently ordered with new fire hose because they tend to catch when hose is dragged over objects or deployed from the hose bed of a pumping apparatus, Figure 12.8. Booster fire hose has couplings with recessed lugs, shallow holes drilled into the coupling. This lug design prevents abrasion that would occur if the hose had protruding lugs and was wound onto reels. Firefighters need a pin lug spanner wrench inserted into the recessed lug holes to tighten or loosen the couplings. Modern threaded couplings have rounded rocker lugs. The rounded shape of rocker lugs, unlike pin lugs, helps prevent the hose from catching on objects. On the couplings, one of the rocker lugs on the swivel is scalloped with a shallow indentation, the Higby indicator, to mark where the Higby cut begins. Handles or extended lugs are located on the swivels of large intake supply or suction hoses. Firefighters can grasp these handles when tightening the large coupling that connects the hose to a pump valve intake. If necessary, striking the handles with a rubber mallet can help loosen the coupling or tighten leaking couplings on a charged line. You may need to use the mallet for tightening during the setup for a drafting operation, for example. Non-threaded couplings. Non-threaded couplings connect using locks or cams rather than screw threads. Although some non-threaded couplings have male and female ends, two-way couplings are more prevalent in North America. A two-way coupling set has identical couplings rather than distinct male and female couplings. Two-way couplings come in two varieties. Quarter turn. Storts, figure 12.9. The quarter turn coupling has two hook-like lugs on each coupling. The lugs, which are grooved on the underside, extend past a raised lip or ring on the open end of the coupling. When the couplings are mated, the lug of one coupling slips over the ring of the opposite coupling and then rotates 90 degrees clockwise to lock. A gasket on the face of each coupling seals the connection to prevent leakage. Storts couplings are most found on large diameter hose. Like quarter turn couplings, they are joined and then rotated until locked in place to form a connection. Unlike quarter turn couplings, the locking components consist of grooved lugs and inset rings built into the face of each coupling swivel. When mated, the lugs of each coupling fit into recesses in the opposing coupling ring and slide into locking position behind the ring with a 1/3 turn rotation. External lugs at the rear of the swivel provide leverage for connecting and disconnecting couplings. On most manufacturers' couplings, the lugs align to give a visual indicator of a connected coupling, couplings properly aligned and locked in place. Non-threaded couplings have the following advantages. Fire hose can be connected quickly. However, the use of spanner wrenches to ensure a complete connection slows the connecting operation slightly. There is no risk of cross-threading a connection and damaging a coupling because there are no threads. Double male or double female adapters, adapters connecting two threaded couplings of the same thread type, size, and sex, are not needed, thus hose can be deployed from the hose bed regardless of hose load type. Non-threaded couplings also have disadvantages. Hose can become uncoupled, often suddenly and violently, if a complete connection has not been made. Hydrants require an adapter to make connections with non-threaded couplings. The time needed to attach the adapter increases the time required to connect to the hydrant and begin deploying hose. Dirt and other large debris can become lodged inside the coupling's grooves, giving the impression that a tight seal has been made when the hose is actually not connected. Note, some fire and emergency service organizations that have adopted two-way couplings for their supply hose operations use permanent adapters installed on hydrants for fire hydrant connections. Inspection, care, and maintenance of fire hose. Thorough inspection, care, and maintenance can significantly extend the working life of fire hose. The techniques for washing and drying and the provisions for storage are very important functions in the care of fire hose. Inspecting hose. According to NFPA 1962, hose should be inspected and service tested within 90 days before being placed in service for the first time and at least annually thereafter. Each time a section of hose gets used, whether for emergency incidents or training, it should be inspected to ensure that it is free of visible soil or damage. Check couplings for ease of operation, deformations, or other damage. While gathering equipment and rolling fire hose immediately following an incident, conduct a brief inspection. This inspection allows firefighters to identify and mark damage on hose and couplings immediately. Refer to Skill Sheet 12-2 for general procedures for inspecting and maintaining fire hose. Before fire hose and couplings are stored or placed back in service after use, correct or report any of the following deficiencies. Evidence of dirt or debris on the hose jacket or couplings. Damage to the hose jacket. Coupling loosened from the hose. Damage to male and female threads. Obstructed operation of the swivel. Absence of a well-fitting gasket in the swivel. Washing hose. The method used to wash fire hose depends on the type of hose. Hard rubber booster hose, hard intake hose, and rubber jacket collapsible hose only require rinsing with clear water, although a mild soap may be used if necessary. Most woven jacket fire hose requires a little more care. After the woven jacket hose is used, any dust and dirt should be thoroughly brushed or swept off of the hose. If brushing or sweeping does not remove the dirt, wash it with clear water while scrubbing with a stiff brush, figure 12.10. When fire hose has been exposed to oil, it should be washed with a mild soap or detergent using scrub brushes or straw brooms. Make sure that the oil is completely removed. The hose should then be rinsed thoroughly with clean water. A hose washing machine can make the care and maintenance of fire hose much easier, figure 12.11. The flow of water into this device can be adjusted as desired, and the movement of the water assists in propelling the hose through the device. The hose line that supplies the washer with water can be connected to a pumper or used directly from a hydrant. Higher water pressures provide better results. Many stations may have cabinet-type machines that wash, rinse, and drain fire hose. One person can operate this machine. It is self-propelled and can be used with or without detergents, figure 12.12. Drying hose. Fire hose should be dried before being stored. The methods used to dry hose depend on the type of hose. It should be dried following departmental SOPs and the manufacturer's recommendations. Woven jacket, natural fiber hose must be thoroughly dried before being reloaded on an apparatus to prevent mildew. Water should be drained from hose to protect the lining. Hard rubber booster hose, hard intake hose, and synthetic jacket collapsible hose may be placed back on the apparatus while wet with no ill effects. Hose towers and drying racks must have adequate ventilation and protection so that fire hose is not exposed to high temperatures or direct sunlight, figure 12.13. Take the following actions when drying hose in hose towers or on racks. Remove hose from exterior hose towers as soon as it is dry to protect it from sun damage. Lash or tie the coupling ends of hose hung on outside drying towers together to prevent them from swinging in the wind. Swinging couplings can collide with each other or with tower supports, resulting in mechanical damage. Cover male threads with pre-cut sections of tubing to provide additional protection. Incline drying racks enough to allow water to drain from the hose during drying. Avoid placing hose sections too close together or allowing them to touch, which can slow the drying process. Storing hose. After fire hose has been washed and dried, roll and store it in racks in a manner that protects it from damage. Mount racks permanently on the wall or stand them on the floor. Mobile hose racks can be used to store and move hose from storage rooms to apparatus for loading, figure 12.14. If hose must be stored in the fire apparatus room/bay, inspect and clean it more frequently than fire hose that is stored in a separate space. Hose that is stored in the fire apparatus room/bay may be exposed to cleaning solvents, lubricants, oil, gasoline, diesel fumes, other airborne contaminants. Take the following precautions to prevent damage to hose stored in racks. Locate hose racks in a clean, well-ventilated room that is easily accessible to the apparatus room/bay. Store hose where it is not exposed to direct sunlight. The sun's ultraviolet rays break down the natural or synthetic fabric of the hose, reducing its expected service life. Pack cotton fabric hose loosely so that air circulates around it. Synthetic and rubber jacketed hose can be stored in tight rolls after normal cleaning procedures. Store hose in a rack in such a way that couplings are not in walkways and will not come into contact with equipment or passing personnel. Roll the hose with the male end inside the roll to protect the male coupling threads. When it is necessary to store fire hose with the male coupling on the outside of the roll, protect the exposed threads with a cap or other protective device. Place two-way couplings in a storage rack in a way that prevents dirt or other foreign objects from collecting in their ramp grooves. These contaminants can interfere with their ability to securely lock into place, preventing damage to hose. The types of damage that can occur to the exterior covering and the inner lining of fire hose include mechanical damage, abrasions, cuts, and tears. Thermal damage, exposure to fire, high heat, or freezing temperatures. Organic damage, mold and mildew. Chemical damage, deterioration due to solvent action on synthetic materials and natural fibers. Corrosion, rusting of metal couplings. Age deterioration, cracking at points where hose is folded and separation of inner liner from exterior covering. Mechanical damage. Mechanical damage occurs when contact with an object or surface causes slices or cuts, rips or tears, abrasions on the exterior covering, crushed or damaged couplings, cracked inner linings. To prevent mechanical damage to fire hose, follow these recommended practices. Avoid laying or pulling a hose over rough, sharp edges or objects such as corners, cornices, parapets, and windowsills. Use a hose roller or place a folded salvage cover over sharp edges. Clear windowsills of broken glass fragments. Provide traffic control measures to prevent vehicles from driving over hose. Use hose ramps or bridges to protect hose from vehicles driving over it when traffic cannot be rerouted. Open and close nozzles, valves, and hydrants slowly to limit excessive stress and prevent water hammer. Provide chafing blocks to prevent abrasion to the hose when it vibrates near the pumper. Avoid excessive pump pressure on hose lines. Deploy hose lines away from debris, or clear debris from the path of hose during overhaul operations. Change the position of folds in the hose when reloading it on the apparatus. Clean the hose before reloading it to prevent abrasions from dirt or grit.